As Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Amen? Amen. Turn back to Acts chapter 2, verse 28. Acts 2, verse 28 says, "Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me speak or freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne." So David was, you know, Jesus was prophesied to be the, you know, he's called David a lot in the Bible. But David knew that God swore with an oath that he would raise up Jesus Christ. It says of the flesh, according to the flesh, his descendant would be the Christ. I don't know how the Jews missed that. How do they miss that? You know, they just don't want to believe it because they betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. They're looking for the Antichrist now. Verse 31 says, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." So what's the problem, Independent Baptist? We believe this verse, that his soul was not left in hell, so what's the problem? They just don't want to think that Jesus went to a literal hell for us. They just don't want to believe the truth. Right. And look, this message is preached, the first message that Peter preaches in front of all these people, he brings this up. Why? Because it's the truth. Amen. He brings it up because it's important. Amen. To believe it. It's the first, I mean, and how many people get saved? 3,000 people? That's a good soul winning venture right there. You know, and all these people that were speaking and could understand other tongues, you know, they understood the things that people were saying, and then they could speak back to them and they would understand it. So it was a big, huge soul winning effort. And Christ not being left in hell is part of that sermon. It's part of the message. Now, do I think that people cannot believe that and still be saved? I do think that, because we just have to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. I happen to think, though, that putting that into it is profitable. It makes people understand the gospel. Well, why would Jesus, you know, how come I would go to hell and Jesus didn't have to go to hell? Well, that's where it doesn't make sense to people. So that's why this story here, when I ask people, do you believe that Jesus went to hell for 3 days and three nights, they say no. I've never heard of that, and I show them in the Bible, you know. And people don't ever freak out about that. The only people that freak out about that is hardcore work salvation people or people that are saved and just dug into their doctrine. So, you know, but praise the Lord that Jesus Christ was raised from the death. Amen. And hell that we deserved. Look at verse 33. It says, "Therefore, being on the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." So what does Christ mean? It means Messiah. You know, so unfortunately for Sam Gipp, these people, look, it says earlier in the chapter that all these people from all nations around the world are there, right? Yeah. And then Peter says he's made them both Lord and Christ. There's Gentiles there at this time. Amen. But he wants to say that those people, that he wasn't their Messiah. Yeah. Well, he's not Sam Gipp's Messiah either. Because Sam Gipp's going to split hell wide open. Amen. When he dies, that old Muppet.